Okay. Welcome, everyone, to a special Brighteon.com interview. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon.com. Today, we're joined by Charlene Bollinger, who is, of course, with The Truth About Cancer, The Truth About Vaccines. Her husband, Ty Bollinger, is also a very popular guest with us. And I'm able to sit down with Charlene at the Health Freedom event in Tulsa with so many other amazing speakers. Charlene, thank you for joining me. It's wonderful to be able to interview you again in person.
Yeah, Mike, it's good to be here. It's been in person. I'm trying to think when the last time we were together, 2016, of course, you got a Lifetime Achievement Award. Well, yeah, that was after we did a gala. We gave you an award and you came to our house. I think that was in 2016.
That was 2016. You're right.
Okay. And then was the live event in Texas, Dallas, Texas. Was that after or it was around the same time?
Yeah, it was around the same time. It's been a while, though.
Yeah. And, you know, the presentations that you did on our stage, harmonics, we have included as we're telling a new story, the full story of The Truth About Cancer through our upcoming 9-part docuseries, and we feature you and we've cut a little sizzle out there and put it out there for people to see. That was probably my favorite presentation of our first live event. We're both of yours. That harmonics was so beautiful.
Yeah,
and you did something very similar here where you talked about the God cloud. And I was just fascinated. And the pictures that you brought out, I was trying to describe that to someone that was asking, and they're going to watch it later. The way that it even picked up the electromagnetic grid.
Yes.
In that crystal.
Isn't that stunning?
Wow. That was amazing. And then the messy cloud of goo.
Yep.
There was no rhyme or reason. Usually crystals crystallize beautifully. That's the toxic mess that the EMF is doing in our body. To be able to see it,
yes,
and understand it, that presentation was so well done.
Well, thank you for that. But this is, see, The Truth About Cancer has talked about this for so long, about the causes of cancer and how we could prevent cancer. But all I did was, I think, bring it to a visual, you know, undeniable visual reality. Here's xylitol freezing, and the structures tell you the truth about the influences of EMF pollution. So now people can see it. But
yeah,
it's the same theme that you've been working on.
Yes. Well, the to see it is incredible. It brings it to a new dimension of understanding, because we all know it's destructive, but how? And to see that it actually created a grid was shocking to me, you know. And we do talk about the toxicity and what you can do to mitigate. And we talk about that in the film, The Truth About Cancer, that we're doing. We cover the toxicity and then we give solutions. We like to give solutions. It's no good if you just talk about a problem,
right,
if you don't have the solution. And we have a lot of solutions.
Well, tell people where they can go to your website, just directly to your website, and sign up and watch the docuseries. Just give us the main URL.
The main website is thetruthaboutcancer.com. Everything we do there, all of our social medias, half of them, by the way, dead, knocked out,
right,
censored, deplatformed.
Tech.
Yeah. But our favorite, of course, is Brighteon. And we tell everybody to join the fun at Brighteon. We're excited about Brighteon video and then also the social media. So we have a presence there. But it's all linked to the top of that website, thetruthaboutcancer.com, and our upcoming film, The Truth About Cancer, Quest for the Cures, final chapter, 9-episode series. It's going to be the best thing we've ever done. I'm super excited. Ty is in the saddle. He had to go back home to finish the production.
I got
that
to see Ty here in person yesterday. It was fantastic.
Yes, it was. The look on your face was priceless, because you knew I was coming. I knew you wanted to see Ty. And then you looked and there we both were. And you were
amazing.
Like, Ty, hi. I didn't know you'd be here. Yeah, he was happy to see you too.
So this 9-part new docuseries begins, I think, April 21st?
Yes, April 21st is episode 1. We air it at 9 p.m. Eastern Time around the world. It's on demand at any time. They just click in to watch it at their convenience. So if they're in Africa, Europe, America, Canada, wherever they are, at their convenience on their off hours, they can watch. And then we switch the little channel to episode 2 the next night on the 22nd. We go all the way through the 29th. We do this free, Mike, because we realize there's a lot of people in the world that don't have even a few dollars to spare. So we want to get the word out there and the truth out there so that people that are suffering and searching for answers and solutions to their cancer, they're afraid. We don't want them to be afraid. Our motto has always been, cancer does not have to be a death sentence. As long as there's breath, there's hope. And so as we cover these different remedies and solutions, people can learn what they can do to treat and beat their cancer or prevent it. So that's happening again, April 21st to the 29th. And it's just thetruthaboutcancer.com. The trailer is sitting on the trailer page. It's just thetruthaboutcancer.us. But there's a banner on .com that they can click into to watch the trailer to get a taste of what it's going to be about.
Okay. But, so yeah, everybody go to thetruthaboutcancer.com, sign up, watch the episodes. It's free. I think you also offer the option if people want to purchase the DVDs, maybe to give to someone else, but that's an option, and that's, they can, I think you email them an option to do that. Yes. If they want to do that, it's their choice.
On their viewing page, there should be a purchase button right there, and they'll see it. When they click in and they get the link to watch free, while they're watching or after they watch, or at any time, they can click the purchase button and just purchase the whole package. They can do digital, but like Ty likes to say, he encourages people to get the DVDs because we don't know what's going to happen to the internet.
That's
right. We don't know what's going to happen in the future.
You got to have a backup plan.
Yes.
Which is physical DVDs.
Yeah, so that's why we're still into producing those DVDs. And we have a lot of DVDs at home. I mean, people laugh at us and like, oh, that's so outdated. But it comes in handy if you don't have the ability to get online.
Yeah, when the internet crashes, it's nice to have a DVD library. But Charlene, now talking about this event here where you spoke also and reaching thousands of people here in person and then hundreds of thousands outside of here. By the way, I mentioned to you, I think, that Brighteon live streamed to 129,000 people yesterday. And I talked to the founder of Clout Hub, and I think he said, like, because he's live streaming this event too, that it went out to something over 60,000 on his platform.
Wow.
That's 200,000 people watching this event on alternative platforms that are not allowed by big tech. You spoke. No doubt your message went out to hundreds of thousands of people, plus all the videos. What's it like to be here and feel this energy and this connection, this awakening?
Well, as I'm talking to you, and I'm thinking about the God cloud right now because I am covered with chills and joy, you know, just from head to toe right now, because it's literally electrifying here. The energy is unmatched by anything that we've done in years. So, being out there on the stage, the people are screaming and they're happy and they're joyful. And you're looking out and you're seeing beautiful faces, mask free. You're seeing their smiles.
No mask.
No
in the
mask.
Building.
And by the way, did you know there was a mainstream media that tried to get in here today, just FYI, and they were able to identify them because it's only by invite only. We only wanted our friends here. So the media, they're our friends. And so we're able to talk to them and tell the truth and not be worrying about censorship or they're going to shapeshift our words and sculpt a lie. So with the media company that was kind of an enemy, they come in, they were able to recognize him because he had a mask. So they easily got him and said, no, get out of it. And they removed them without prejudice. So that was kind of a fun little deal. But the people here are so happy. They're patriots. They're Christians. They love this country. They love the children. And they're doing this. They're coming together for such a time as this to fight for our country and for the children. And personally, with me, and Ty experienced this yesterday too, we have heard from so many people this morning. The meet and greet was so much fun. I sat on the stage, literally sat down because people wanted to take selfies and they wanted me to sign their hats or whatever it was. But many of the people were crying, thanking me for their life.
Yes.
And I can't even express the humility and the joy and the thankfulness to God because He is life. And anything that we do that produces life, it's because He's done it. He's done it through us. So the work that we've done, that's been our goal all along. And to see their faces and the joy in their faces and the vibrancy, too, of people that in some cases, were they felt on their last leg, but were they? No, they weren't. They were able to turn it around through our work, through your work and others with us here. So to meet the people that are living as a result and now coming together collectively, and they're going to go back home and they're going to be encouraged and they're going to reach more people. And the content that was gathered here with these different speeches will go out on your platform, and we'll probably put some on all our channels on your platform and other platforms too, to help people to see the different messaging going out there from patriots.
It's no exaggeration that there are probably at least hundreds of people out there today who would not be alive if not for the work of you and Ty, by the way. It's no exaggeration. I had people come up to me, many, many people, and say that they had cancer 6 years ago and overcame it. One woman brought me to tears this morning, just feeling the power of the fact that this person is living, is alive here today, because we were able to connect with the truth, you know? And that's exactly what you're doing. And you think about the forces that want to disconnect people from this truth: censorship, big tech, Fauci, the CDC, you know, big bad government. They don't want people to have access to the solutions that you're talking about. And this is why it's so crucial for people to understand they have options when it comes to cancer.
Yes, in fact, there was one woman here, and right now Google has removed the truth about cancer from their platform, so you can't even find us. Twitter, they just knocked out all five of our accounts, and you know, we're on the disinformation dozen, that's what they call us, which they're projecting, they're the disinformation. But they're attacking us now because we are a buffer between the deep state killers and the people, and they don't realize the people aren't going away, and nor are we. We're going to continue to do this work as long as God gives us breath. But there was a woman that said that she could no longer find the truth about cancer on these platforms, and she's confident that if, you know, because she got cancer 5 years ago, found us, and she's alive today to tell her story.
Yes.
She said if it were today that she got diagnosed, she's certain that she would die. That's the confidence she has in the censorship. I mean, it's that thick,
right,
that people are having a hard time finding us. So what I'm telling everybody is, with our film coming up, don't just watch it. And we encourage you to watch it. We encourage you to buy it to support this mission. But share it with everybody and have them do the same. Let's do that with all of this important content we're producing so that we can reach the world. Our goal is to reach billions. We've reached millions, but we want to reach billions.
Yeah.
Because everybody deserves the truth.
Well, this is why the censorship had to clamp down on us, because by now, just organically, you would have reached at least a billion people on this planet, because cancer is ravaging populations all around the world. Everyone knows someone who's been diagnosed with cancer, or even who died from cancer. Four men in my family died from cancer when I was much younger and didn't know how to help them. It's the lack of knowledge. But you're putting that knowledge out there for free, thetruthaboutcancer.com. And that's why it's so powerful. And that's why you made the list, you know, to be censored.
Well, you were a tough act to follow. They took you off of every platform imaginable, but they didn't know who they were dealing with. You rebuilt it all. You did a better job. And God himself, you know, like you said earlier before we started this conversation, that God called you to build it. Build it and they will come. So
yeah.
They are definitely coming in the droves. I mean, to get the live stream, that many viewers,
yeah,
to 120,000 viewers is nothing to sneeze at on one platform. And then
yes,
you add the other ones here. We are going to reach the world. We're going to continue to build, and we are going to reach the billions.
Yeah, yeah, we are going to reach the billions. And one of the amazing things that's happening here is, like, I interviewed Mike Lindell. He's launching frankspeech.com. I interviewed the founder of Pure Social, and they're powering the vaccine social media site that Andrew Wakefield is announcing. And I've got to find Andrew here, by the way. I haven't seen him yet. I need to nail him down. And
I'll bring get, him.
Okay,
I'll
yeah.
Bring
if you,
definitely,
yeah, I can't
I'll,
miss.
I'll text him.
Okay. And then also, who else was it? Yeah, Clout Hub, the founder of Clout Hub.
I want to meet the founder of Clout Hub. That is
He's
a
here.
Great platform. I did not know that until you just said that, and I just admire the work they're doing too. And so we need to, like Ty and I say, either we're going to hang separately, or we're going to hang together, or we're going to hang separately.
Yeah.
And that's the goal. I mean, all of this rhetoric with racism, white versus black, and this one versus that one, man versus woman. That
it's
is
all
a
nonsense.
False and fake yeah. narrative. It's a snare to set us up, to pit us against each other. While they're busy stealing and pillaging whole countries, that we're sitting here fighting over something that's not even real. You know, and it's just, it's all just vapor. And yeah. we're fighting over scraps when they're taking our businesses, our wealth, our life, our health. I mean, it's just, it's surreal.
But we're rebuilding the answer to all of this with people who are passionate. See, here's the thing. You know, Mike Lindell, he's so passionate about this. And, you know, I interviewed him. He was sitting right here where you're sitting now. And he said, yes, you can tell the truth about vaccines on frankspeech.com. You will not be censored about vaccines. In fact, the only censorship, I think he said, you can't take the Lord's name in vain on his platform.
Oh, I love it. I love it. How about that? To God be the glory, and he will honor those who honor him. So
yes,
that's
yes.
beautiful.
But when if you think about the ecosystem of information and truth-telling is shifting dramatically to the independent platforms that are owned by individuals who are passion-driven and mission-driven and people of faith, then you know that those people cannot be bought. That these new platforms, like, what, you think Mike Lindell can be bought off? Or you think I can be bought off? No way. That never gonna happen. Doesn't matter how much money it is, right? So these platforms, I see the Truth About Cancer gaining massive traction on all of these platforms. You will rebuild and exceed what ever could have happened on Facebook.
Absolutely. Well, you know, my wake up call, well, we've been awake for a long time in many respects, but for the censorship issue, being censored, so censored, Facebook, we have, as an example, one page that's over 1 million followers. We don't reach a fraction of those people.
Right.
And when you're on Facebook and you're just doing the regular mainstream media, the Twitter, you know, they've shadow banned. And I understand what that is because it's crazy. We had, well, they're all gone now, but you're not really reaching even 1% of the people following you. And even
no.
if you put paid ads, you still don't reach them. I'm not going to feed the beast, so I don't do the paid ads at
yep.
all there.
Yep.
But we got onto Telegram, Mike. You're on Telegram. You've got a lot of followers there quick. It's so different on Telegram because, as far as I know, there's not a heavy censorship. I don't know if they're starting to censor. I'm hearing
a few things as well. Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that's starting to happen, but when we first got on there, our followers, it just exploded. And there weren't the trolls either. Like in the comments, there's bots and paid trolls to come in to spread disinformation under truth bombs so that it discredits the information and then it causes division and then it just kind of ruins it. That's not happening on Telegram. There's not that disinformation trolling through. And it's surprising, eye-opening, to be able to reach that many people. You don't realize how censored you are until you're on a censorship-free. But Telegram, I don't believe, maybe I'm wrong, I don't think it's 100% censorship-free. I don't know where it's going. It's owned by the Russians. I don't know what their agenda is.
Right. We don't,
or who's working
we don't know
with
the
them.
People behind it or what their beliefs are.
Right.
Right.
But here, with your platform and Lindell and others coming together, Pure Social, the sky is the limit. And
right.
reaching people. And you know, Mike, I was thinking about before we got here with the Truth About Cancer and the content that we produce it, as you know, as a result of what we went through with our own family. And now we're on a mission to save lives, which by God's grace, we've been able to do a lot. And you think, well, if you could turn the ship around, you know, Big Pharma, in order to cure cancer, they say, oh, we're going to cure cancer. They'd have to put themselves out of a job. Now, you look at how much those CEOs are making, like, what, 20, 40 million a year?
Right.
No, they're not going to put themselves out of a job. And we know the business. We know the model. We know the game.
Right.
But for us, I'd like to be out of this job. There's a lot of other things I'd rather be doing than fighting for the life of humanity, watching so many people die needlessly because they've not been able to find the truth about cancer because they're censoring it. You know, when we produced our first film, the Quest for the Cures, that thing broke the servers or whatever it was. I mean, that we had so much traffic to
yeah.
it. It just went viral. You know, we hit a nerve that hadn't been hit. People were searching for the truth about cancer, and no one had put it together like we had put it together to that point. And then we continued on our journey, and we're now producing high-end films. And but now we're being censored. So the people that need it, they can't find it. And I would rather be in a position where we never would have had to produce these films. I'd rather be doing something else. Because think about this, Mike. If there were no censorship, and the agenda wasn't eugenics and death and all the rest of this crazy stuff they're doing, if we could free flow information, find anything we wanted, we'd all be healthy. We wouldn't have chemicals in our food. And
people would have access to solutions.
Yes. And how many people would still be alive?
Right.
You know, and how many more people would have been born, because little children that died from the treatments would have been able to grow up and have children of their own.
Yeah.
You know, you think about that. What have we done to humanity? I mean, how many people have we killed?
But that speaks to the mission of the anti-human forces that are behind this. They are demonic. They are destructive. They are anti-life. And of course, they're anti-knowledge, because knowledge saves lives. And so, as I say, Google is not a search engine. Google is a suppression engine. Facebook is not really a social media connector. It's a social disconnector. It disconnects people from reality by distracting them with, you know, fake things. And the whole thing's set up like an addiction casino. People get addicted neurologically to likes and shares, and suddenly they're playing a giant casino game instead of living in the real world and solving real problems. So it's all set up to take humanity down. But you know that. I mean, I'm not saying anything you don't already know.
Oh,
but
no, I agree. It's so sad to see that humanity. I mean, when we were kids, Mike, we were outside playing. And thank God our kids are riding their horses. They're riding their bikes. They're playing with their kittens. They're running around the yard. They're in the sunshine. But like Ty said the other day, we were talking to somebody and he said, today when kids say we're going to go play a game, when we were kids, that meant we're going to go outside and play hide and seek or something.
Right.
Today it's like, okay, we're going to get our computer and just stare and, you know, hit some buttons for, and it's our brain is zombified. We're just sitting there and just, you know, with the buttons.
When I was a kid, we were like, we're going to build a ramp and jump it with our bike, you know? And that's when you learn that bad engineering ideas are dangerous. Or we're gonna tie a rope on that tree and swing across this creek. You know, that's what we did.
Yes.
And we broke bones and whatever, but we're still here.
Yes,
we learned
absolutely
about the real world.
My own kids, they built a swing by themselves. They come out, come on, mommy, look, I built a swing. There's somehow they got some rope up in a tree and then they got it through. They got a piece of wood they found.
Yeah.
Drilled through the seat and they got a knot in there. I don't know how they did it, but yeah, that's what kids should be doing.
That's right.
That's how they learn.
In the real world.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I call it, you know, this obsession with technology and how it distracts us from what's important in the world, I call it a techno-toxic society. Now, as I said, technology has a place. You know, for example, we both use technology to disseminate the truth. But obsession with technology as a replacement for a real social life or a real world life or a real economy even, it's destructive. And this obsession with technology as a replacement for reality will destroy humanity if we don't stop this. It's altering people's neurology. It's literally changing their brains. There's a book called The Shallows that talks about this, and we've got to get rid of that. I mean, people no longer have functioning long-term memory. I'm talking about young people. Their long-term memory doesn't function because their brain has adapted to the short-term stimulus of social media.
Wow, the little sound bites, just little, instead of really critical thinking, reading a book, thinking about it, imagining, or out playing, as you're saying, and using your mind to create, they're just little blips on the screen.
That's right.
And then to add insult to injury, just to pivot a little bit with the vaccine, the operating system.
Yep.
The mRNA. What are we doing with this luciferase enzyme? And, you know, 06, 06, 06. I mean, what is this that we're doing? And what are we doing? You know, you've explained it so well in that, you know, it gets this thing in the vaccine, the nanobot goes into the cell and recodes. It goes into the DNA, recoding the DNA. So we are no longer, that's the God part of us. That's the God gene. We're taking, we're restructuring. What, for Lucifer? Because we've got luciferase? What is that?
Yeah, well, the mainstream vaccine scientists would say, and they're wrong, by the way, they would say it doesn't go into DNA.
I've heard
right?
them say that.
They say it only goes into the ribosomes. But how, they don't control every little thing. There's actually this reverse integration phenomenon that's well known in biology, where little snippets of RNA can be reverse transcribed into DNA, and then the snippets of DNA can go in and integrate with your DNA. So what you said is actually true. It's just that it's another truth that's denied by the medical establishment, and then they won't allow you to debate about this. They say, oh, you don't agree with us, you're not allowed to speak. And I think this is why we were both deplatformed so aggressively. It's more about the vaccines, I think, even than the cancer topic.
I think so, because right now with this cancer series that we're rolling out, thankfully we've been able to at least post, which I don't know what big difference that would make in the numbers because we're so shadow banned anyways, but they're allowing it. They're allowing us to say, isn't that ridiculous? But we had a little clip with Sherry Timpenny. And you know, there's the vaccine cancer connection, of course.
Yes.
And we need to talk about the COVID scenario, the lockdowns, the health issues, and so forth. So we do. But her little snippet they removed. So everything, I mean, Mike, I posted something, who's tired of the fake pandemic? Facebook came in, deleted it, and they removed my ability to post for 3 days as a result of me asking a valid question, you know, and some of the posts that have nothing to do with COVID, they're putting on the warning. I don't know what their algorithms are seeing or what they're looking at, but it's if you're not awake by now, there's just something wrong. Truly.
Yeah. But, you know, the masses of not just Americans, but people all over the world are not yet awake in the numbers that they will be soon. The awakening is spreading rapidly. People are seeing how crazy the censorship is getting and how crazy the lies from the media are becoming. And that's shifting people over to us, by the way. When they turn on the TV and the TV tells them something that's insanely false, like men can be women. You know, people are like, no, yeah, they can't actually. I've checked. And they come over. They're like, I'm tired of being lied to. Let's join reality. So that's happening now like never before.
Yes, they pushed us too hard, Mike. I mean, they can only push us so far. And typically in the past, we see, you know, the way that the devil works, you don't even know he's there because he creeps one little tiny step at a time. And you don't hear him and you don't see him and you don't realize over time how far you've gone because it's been so slow. Well, in the last year and a half, I mean, he's got a baseball bat crashing us all in the face with it, and it's pretty obvious that he is. So he's pushed us way too hard. The sleeping giant is finally waking up, and I was wondering if that was ever going to happen, but we're here.
It's happened.
We're awake. Yeah. And in this venue and in this place, patriots have gathered for such a time as this. And we have been praying for this. We've been waiting for this, and we're going to win. We're going to win.
Did you see Mike Lindell in his speech? He signed a giant letter Q.
I didn't say, I was busy with interviews. I didn't see that.
And he said Newsweek attacked him in an article today for contributing to the Q conspiracy.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Lynn Wood told me some things off camera that are mind-blowing about how the White Hats are going to win. I'm not going to get into that here. That's not the point of this interview. But you're right. Not only does God win, and those who have faith in God win, but even before that, even politically, there are victories. And in freedom of speech, there are victories that are emerging right this minute. And I got to say, Charlene, you and your husband are such a critical part of exercising the First Amendment. There is no more important case of First Amendment expression than what you're doing to tell the truth about cancer. That should be the test case. Can you tell the truth about cancer? The answer should be yes in a free society, but it hasn't been yes in our society for a long time.
No, because the medical cartel, they own everything. They own everything. At least they think they do. For now, they have control, but it's only temporary. The thing is, they don't understand this is a temporary situation they're in. They may be living in castles and have a lot of money, and they may have been handed down the keys to their demonic kingdom by their parents, thinking this is going to be an eternal thing, but it's only contributing to the eternal damnation. Last night, Jim Caviezel, when he spoke, and he talked about the trafficking of children, mm-hmm. and he got into adrenochrome. Mm-hmm. And I love the way that Clay, he was like, wait a minute, you said a word. You said a word there, and
what is this word?
Adrenochrome. Could you unpack that a little bit? And so he did. He did, and he ended it with, you know, with God, for someone like that, there will be no mercy.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I agree.
There will be no mercy.
I don't think you can abuse children and then ask God for forgiveness and get it. I mean, again, I'm not a Bible scholar. I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure there's a price to pay for that kind of horrendous crime.
Well, the Bible says that if you who cause one of these little ones to stumble, it would be better for you to tie a millstone around your neck and sink to the bottom of the ocean than it will be for you to face me and the judgment.
Exactly. Exactly.
There will be no mercy.
Wow. Well, thank God for that, because there need to be consequences for those acts of evil that are continuing right now. And dare I say, the open borders policies of the Biden administration has basically turned the U.S. government into a child trafficking operation. When they say they wanted to invest in infrastructure, I didn't know they meant child trafficking infrastructure. That's what they're building at the border now. They're using the United States to move children across the border.
Absolutely. It's insane. That's what the real president, Trump, that's what he was saying when he talked about the coyotes bringing over the children. These children, I've seen videos of children crying, and they were stolen from their parents, and they were being trafficked across the border. It's hard to see that this is really happening,
yeah,
but it is.
It is.
By I mean, the FBI's own website, you look at the numbers there. Every year in America, 800,000 people go missing. Most of these people are children.
Yeah.
And they're trafficked. And then we see their symbols. The FBI has pedophilia symbols. And then you go to pizza shops, and those pizza shops have that symbol on their door. When you're walking
in, menus.
You see. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And
there's a whole symbology encyclopedia.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm not going to mention retailers, but remember, you can, people can purchase children online,
yes, yes,
at mainstream
exactly
retailers,
about, yes,
right? And that said, they're selling bookcases, and it's a $13,000 bookcase,
yes,
and it has the name of a child that's been missing.
And you know, went away, but they came back.
Yep, it's because it's real. That's happening.
Yes.
Well, we're getting into some pretty dark territory, and I know that's not where we want to dwell.
Jim Caviezel last night led us into that, and that's,
yeah,
what we're dealing with. I mean, this is a satanic agenda. They don't want people to learn the truth about cancer because they don't want them to live. This is literally a warfare, spiritual warfare between life and death.
Yeah.
Satan wants to kill everything that God created, everything that reflects Jesus Christ, who,
right,
is the way, the truth, and the life. But greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. We have been enveloped as Christians. We are filled with the Holy Spirit, and we are walking in the Bible says in Ephesians 1, the resurrection power is available to those who believe. That is the greatest power in all of the universe. You know, you think about the God cloud and all these wonderful things that are happening. We cannot bring something that is absolutely dead back to life. You know, with Jesus, they killed him because they didn't like what he had to say. He was a threat. People might listen to him instead of them. They,
yeah,
had to kill him. So they did. They killed him. And then they put him in the grave. But the grave couldn't hold him.
Yeah.
Because God brought him back to life. The resurrection happened. He raised him from life. Just like when Jesus called Lazarus out of the grave, he had to say his name. Because if he would have said, come forth and arise, everybody would have come out of the grave because he's so powerful. So he said, Lazarus, come forth and arise. And Lazarus came.
Yeah.
Jesus rose him from the grave, and then he rose from the grave, and he only enlarged Christianity. You know, they wanted to shut him up. Nobody listened to him. Nobody followed him. If we kill him, it'll be done.
It was the original censorship. Was,
yes,
the killing,
exactly,
of Jesus, right?
Exactly.
By a corrupt government, just like is happening now.
Yes, yeah, yes. And then 500 people saw him ascend 40 days after his resurrection, and which is quite a cloud of witnesses there. But then it's spread throughout the whole world, and Christianity is the largest, thank God, religion, because it's real, in the world today. So how did that censorship work out for the devil?
That's right.
You know?
The
so
backlash.
Go ahead and, yes. So try to censor. Keep trying to censor us. I dare you. I double dog dare you because it's just not going to work, because we are servants of the Most High God, Jesus Christ the righteous. So We're winning.
Amen to that.
We're winning. So they're doing our PR for us. Yeah, go ahead. Take us off Twitter. Is anything going on Twitter anymore anyways?
Yeah, Mike Lindell's company exploded in revenue when they started attacking him. They were doing his PR for him. I mean, half the country maybe hadn't heard of MyPillow until they started attacking him. And now his company has grown and expanded to where he's building a platform that's going to make them obsolete. Think about it.
Oh, I love
all
it.
Their attacks backfire. All the weapons formed against us, right?
Will not prosper.
That's right.
Will not prosper.
And we're seeing it happen. But anyway, what you've got going on right now, just to bring it back to a practical note, and I got to be mindful of your time, is thetruthaboutcancer.com. Folks, if you're listening, you need to check this out. Watch this series. Just sign up with your email address there. Watch it. Share the link with other people. If you want to support this effort to save lives, then consider purchasing the DVDs and just avail yourselves of this information. It's very powerful, it's life-saving, and it's in alignment with Christian principles and God's plan for each of us, which is to live and contribute, not to die under chemotherapy or something. So thank you, Charlene, for all that you're doing.
Yes, thank you, Mike. And of course, as always, you're featured throughout the film. We've had so many good conversations with you, and thankful to call you our friend.
Well, I feel blessed to know you and Ty, and over all these years to have watched how much incredible work that you've put out there, always for free, sharing knowledge and wisdom with so many people who are alive today because of your work. I tell you, you're doing God's work here, right here on earth right now. Bless you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thank you.